In last week's episode of Soap, Carol told Jody she'd love to marry him. But Carol's father was not in love with the idea. Chester is coming home to his loved ones and would love it if he knew who they were. Mary's professor would love to see more of Mary, but Mary would love it if her professor would leave her alone. Bert has met Mary's professor and would love Mary to leave school. Eunice would love to see more of Dutch, who she loves, but she can't because Dutch is running from the police, who would love to catch him. Elaine told Danny she loves him and hopes it's not too late for him to love her too. Danny would love to love her. And Sally told Bert she loves him and she'd love to be his lover. Confused? You won't be after this week's episode of Soap. This is the story of two sisters, Jessica Tate and Mary Campbell. These are the Tates. And these are the Campbells. And this is Soap.
See, Colonel, if we leave before dusk, we can seize and destroy that bunker.
And that would be a good thing to do, you say?
It's the only logical step in the liberation of France.
Bentley! Could you help me?
Sure.
My wife will be down in a moment.
Oh.
What does she look like?
Dumpy, broad, short, black hair. Nose like a fist.
What's her name?
Eric.
Thanks.
The bunker, Colonel.
Major, are you sure that I'm Colonel Tate?
Positive, sir.
Baldwin? What is that?
Steak.
It's burnt.
You like it that way.
Good morning, darling.
Monica, right?
Jessica. Chester, dear, I'm your wife.
You are? Hey, great.
We get along, don't we?
Yes. How are you feeling today, Dad?
Dad?
I just introduced myself to him in the bathroom.
But, darling, he only remembers things for a little while.
About 5 seconds.
This is Billy Chester.
Ah, Billy Chester.
I'm your son, Billy.
My son? My own son? Oh, what a wonderful thing. A son, Geraldine. A fine, strong son. Oh, Billy. Bill. My boy Bill will be strong and as tall as a tree. My Bill. Have a seat, son. Smoke?
No, thanks.
Keep it from the rest of the troops, but the colonel is a lunatic.
Morning.
Good morning. Have we met?
Begging the colonel's pardon, sir, but what about our mission?
Oh, quite right, Major. Quite right.
Promise me you'll be here when I return, Marjorie.
Yes.
Well, I'm off.
I'll say.
When Johnny comes marching home again for more.
A real loony.
Mother, what are we going to do about Daddy?
What do you mean?
I think he needs to be somewhere where he can get proper care. He can't get that here. Maybe there's some place that has some sort of therapy that could
help Eunice.
Him.
You mean put Daddy away in an institution? But, darling, the doctor said that he might snap out of it any time.
And maybe not.
Eunice, I don't want him to come out of it with a bunch of strangers. I mean, if he looks up and sees a bunch of faces he doesn't recognize, he might not know he's come out of it.
Dad and Gramps just blew up Mr. Kirby's garage.
The
Mr. Kirby's going to be very upset.
Especially since he was parking his car at the time.
Here it is. I packed it up for you.
Thanks.
I think everything is here.
Great. Before I forget, I want to give you back your key.
Why don't you keep it?
What am I going to do with it?
Well, you never know. Maybe someday you...
Then I'll ring the bell.
Just because you're getting married doesn't mean that we have to stop, but...
It does.
Come on.
My blue V-neck. You know, I thought I lost that.
Listen, you know, a lot of guys have mistresses. You'll have me.
But that is not mine, Dennis. That is yours.
No, it isn't.
Well, it's not mine.
Sure it is. You bought it at the flea market.
Dennis, never in my life have I bought a ceramic hippo. It's yours.
Why is it mine? Because you hate it?
Fine, it's not yours, it's mine. I love it, thank you. I wish I had two.
All right, I'll keep the hippo. I mean, if you think she won't like the hippo, I'll take it.
It has nothing to do with her.
Hey, it doesn't go with her decor. I understand. It clashes with early uptight.
Goodbye, Dennis.
Jody, wait. I'm sorry, please, wait. What do you want me to do, crawl? I mean, I rebuff you just one little time.
Rebuffed? You got married.
Well, still, how long are you going to make me pay for it?
That's not what I'm doing, Dennis. That's not what I'm doing at all.
Well, come on. Don't tell me you're marrying Carol because you've suddenly gone straight.
No, I'm marrying her partly because I should and partly because I want to.
And what about us? I thought you loved me.
I do.
Then how can you marry her?
Dennis, she's having my baby.
So she's having your baby. So what? And anyway, how do you know it's yours?
It's mine.
I mean, it could be anybody's. It probably is.
Dennis, come on.
Jody, the little sled's got more guys jumping her than the hurdles. And you're going to be the jerk that supports her. Well, I hope you're happy with spit up on your shoulder and the milkman with your wife.
Who's Mrs. Mendelbaum?
She's the super of this building. She buzzed me in. Didn't she buzz you in?
Eunice, I just escaped from prison. Nobody has to buzz me in. Eunice! What are you doing on that roof?
You said to meet you on a roof, so here I am. On a roof, meeting.
Eunice, I said 814 Delancey Street. You're on 816 Delancey Street.
You said 816 Delancey Street.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. You said 816 Delancey Street. I know this because your birthday is August 16th. 816, see?
Eunice, my birthday is August the 14th.
Oh. Well, Dutch, come over to my roof, okay?
No, Eunice, it's better this way. Because this is goodbye.
What?
This is goodbye.
Are you crazy? You call me down to a slum in the middle of the night for goodbye?
Well, yeah.
I come down here on a subway full of flashers right into the middle of junkie heaven for goodbye? Stay right there, Dutch. Don't move from your roof. I'm coming right over there to push you off.
Eunice, Eunice, this is crazy. You can't be involved with me. It's no good for you. And if I'm with you, I'm going to get caught.
Don't worry about it. In another 2 minutes, you're going to be dead.
Eunice, don't try to come across there. You can fall. Eunice? Eunice, what is it?
I'm scared of heights.
Stay right there.
Oh, I'm so nauseous.
Don't move.
What if I throw up?
Don't look down.
Oh, I hate you.
Eunice, I love you.
Yeah, you love me so much you're leaving me.
But I'm doing it for you. I'm leaving you for you.
Don't do me any favors. I don't want you to leave me. I hate you. No, I don't. I love you.
Okay. Okay, I won't do it. I'll take it with me.
Oh! Don't...
Eunice.
Oh, darling.
Eunice, we're six stories up. We can't make love in midair. What do you think, I'm a dragonfly? Back up, honey.
Okay, darling.
Listen, here's the plan. My grandmother has a little farm upstate New York. Now, nobody knows it's there. I'm going to give you my directions how to get there. And you read them very carefully. And I'll be there tomorrow night.
Oh, such a farm, our own little farm. Oh, I'm so happy.
Oh, honey.
Yes, darling.
Let go. Here. Here's the directions. Here. Now, you come as soon as you can.
Okay. Goodbye, my darling. And be careful.
Don't hug me. Just kiss me. I better go. Remember, Mom's the word.
Shh. I'm sorry. Mrs. Mandelbaum! I smelled it coming up the driveway. Oh, I love popcorn. You know, when I go to the movies, it's just eat the popcorn. I don't care what's playing.
Me too.
You know, one day when you were 2 years old, I gave you some popcorn. You shoved it up your little nose. That wasn't a sad story. What's the matter?
I'm pregnant. Oh, Corinne. Oh, that's wonderful.
I mean, that is really wonderful. No?
It's a terrible time to have a baby. Tim can't find a job and we're living here. He's so depressed. How can I have a baby when everything's wrong?
You mean you want to wait until everything's right? You might never have a baby.
But you see, when I thought of me pregnant, I kind of pictured it differently, you know? Like, I pictured a little Cape Cod house with a vegetable garden and Tim going off to work and me fixing food in my little country kitchen. The only thing I got right was the food. It's just not how I pictured it.
Nothing ever is.
Do you think it would be wrong if I didn't have the baby?
It isn't a question of wrong. But I do think that if you don't want a baby, then you shouldn't have a baby. You know what? I think you want the baby.
I do. It's just I'm afraid to have a baby when we have nothing.
Oh, you have more than nothing? I mean, you may not have the kitchen and the garden and the house, but you have Tim. He loves you very much. That's much better than a Cape Cod kitchen, Corinna.
It's a Cape Cod house, Mom.
It's much better than a Cape Cod house, Corinna.
I know.
Why do you want to live on Cape Cod? I mean, it's very damp, Corinna. You're never going to have a nice hairdo.
I don't want to live on Cape Cod.
Then why do you want a house there?
It's a type of house, Ma.
You're scared, aren't you? You know, every time I was pregnant, I was scared. I was always afraid I wouldn't know how to be a mother, although I already was a mother. But I was always scared that I wouldn't know how to do it. And I did it.
You think I'd be a good mother?
Oh, you'll be a wonderful mother. Like me.
It's kind of exciting, you know?
I know.
I'm gonna have a baby.
You told me.
A baby.
A baby. My baby is going to have a baby.
I don't want you to think that I started that train strike just to drive you home.
Thanks for the ride.
You have incredible eyes.
No, they cross.
Listen, I've got a headache. Could I trouble you for some aspirin?
I don't think we have any.
Could you look?
Oh, yes. Wait right here.
Hello.
Hi.
Jeez, I'm sorry. We thought we were alone.
Obviously.
Hi.
Hey, Ma.
Sit down. Professor Martins was just having some aspirin and then he's leaving, so sit.
No, it's okay. We really have to go.
Oh, don't be silly. Stay. There's no reason to leave.
No, that's okay. Well, we have tickets to go see Chorus Line.
Oh, forget it. It's a terrible play. It got awful reviews. Don't waste your time. Stay here.
But, Ma, Chorus Line has been a hit for a couple of years.
Oh, Chorus Line.
Yeah.
I thought you said Conga Line. Because Conga Line was a terrible play.
No, it's Chorus Line we're seeing. Good night, Ma.
Good night, Mayor.
Good night. Good night, Professor.
Good night. Good night.
Well, did the devil and Miss Jones leave?
Hi, Chuck. Hello, Bob. How are you?
Right now, Hottie Shell looking for action.
We were just on our way out, Mary.
Oh, no, don't go. Stay. Just sit down and let's chat for a while.
Well, not tonight, Mary, not tonight, because tonight I got me a date with a doll.
How was the aspirin?
Oh, fine.
Good. Well, good night.
Oh, so soon? Good night. Where'd you get that?
What? My neck?
Oh, that scar.
Oh, that. Well, when my sister and I were young, we saw this Errol Flynn movie, and we were practicing a duel with coat hangers, and she won.
Oh, horrible. Horrible.
Well, it happened over 36 years ago. I'm over the initial shock. Anto, what in the world are you doing?
Well, I'm just attracted to you, and I can't help showing my feelings.
Well, I can't help showing my feelings either. Get out.
Mary.
Anto, please, what are you doing? No, wait.
Well, I'm not just going to stand here. I'll go tell him. Well, tell him what? What am I gonna... Oh, God. Bert, do something. What can I do? Do what? I don't know. Oh, God. Get me away from here.
Oh, boy.
Well, you are lucky my husband wasn't here to see this because you would not be alive to groan. Get out!
Come in.
I don't know who else to call.
Well, what happened?
You said any time.
That's right.
Any time, anywhere, any place. Well, I know it's late, but here I am anyhow.
Bert, what happened?
Nothing much. I went home and found Mary and her professor. Mary and her... I found Mary and a professor.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I didn't know what to do. I didn't know whether to burst in or what. I felt like bursting. I was so angry, but I didn't know what to do once I burst in. I mean, I wasn't going to kill him, so why burst in? What was I going to do? Burst in, put out some taco chips and talk about it? So I just went to a bar and I had a drink. Or 17. It's okay, though, because I hold my liquor very well. Hey, maybe it was the professor and some other woman. Maybe Mary loaned them the couch. It wasn't very strong, old Sal.
That was ginger ale, Bert. I think you've had enough.
Hey, you know what? It was probably the upholsterer.
Mary wanted new slipcovers for the couch, and he was getting a look at it. An upholsterer who looked like the professor getting a good look at the couch. On top of Mary. Gonna kill him, I'm gonna break... Crazy place for a table. Who puts a table in here? Don't panic.
Bert, you're not going home. You're too drunk and you're too upset.
What's he do? What's he do, recite poetry to her? Is that the big attraction then? Is that what does a little poetry? A guy comes along and tells you your eyes are pools, off come the pantyhose. Is that what I have to go through life worried about? Guys who rhyme their way into my marriage.
I can't believe she did that to you. I mean, I just can't believe it.
Well, if you can't believe it, can you imagine the trouble I'm having here?
How could she ever do that to you? If I was married to you, I'd never even look at another man.
You wouldn't?
Oh, are you kidding? Doesn't she know how lucky she is? She should thank God she has you. Instead, she's off. God, it makes me sick. She'd do that to you. And in your own house, no less.
And on our couch.
On your couch.
I picked that couch out.
You didn't.
The color, I picked out the color. The good color goes with everything. Oh, it's going with everything now. Oh, Mary, I never thought she would do that. I mean, how could she do what she's doing? You know, what am I going to do now that she's done what she did? Oh, God. It's my Mary, too. I want to die.
Bert, you can't leave.
I could if I could find the door.
You're in absolutely no condition to go anywhere. You're sleeping here tonight.
Where?
On the couch.
Oh, well, as long as it's on the couch.
With me.
Will Eunice be happy living on a farm with Dutch? Will Jody be happy with Carol? Or will he be unhappy without Dennis? How happy will Tim be when he finds out Corinne is pregnant? Will Bert make Sally happy? And if he does, how happy will that make Bert? Will Mary be happy studying English in the professor's class? Or should she take karate instead? For the sake of everyone's happiness, should Jessica put Chester away? Or should she let him go through life as a happy-go-lucky idiot? These questions and many others will be answered on next week's episode of Soap. Soap is videotaped before a studio audience.